Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Oh, on a gloomy, rainy, windy, tornado-like Friday. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. For the beautiful downtown Amway Center tonight, it is the 2-5 Orlando Magic hosting Doc Rivers and his sea-level Los Angeles Clippers. They roll into the Amway Center 4-4 on the back end of a back-to-back. A Clippers team that on paper should be very good, defensively should be very good, but what is their hiccup over their last two games? That's one thing we're going to talk about here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. So here's the agenda for today's show. In segment number one, we're going to talk about some of the things that I thought were interesting from today's shoot-around, most notably some things that head coach Steve Clifford had to say about this unit, about how he reinstilled confidence, and he took about 5 minutes out of his shoot-around report to make sure that he instilled confidence in his basketball team. In the second segment, it's going to be a fireside chat. It's one of my favorite segments. Richie Adubato joins the show, and if you know, when Richie Adubato is on the show, things happen. Things get weird. Things get awesome. It's comical. And that's what you have to look forward to coming up in segment number two. So tonight it is the 2-5 Magic hosting the Clippers. This is a Magic team that continues a run of 5 of 6 games inside the friendly confines of the Amway Center. But the problem is they're rolling into the Amway Center on a 3-game skid after a 93-90 win over the Boston Celtics. So how do they stop that tonight? Well, they get to host an old friend in Tobias Harris and his Clippers, who roll in on the back end of a back-to-back. They dropped a 122-113 decision last night to Philly. And so far on this 3-game jaunt, they're 0-3 or 0-2. That would include a loss in Oklahoma City, one in Philly last night. And they'll try and end this 3-game tour with a win tonight. This is a Clippers team that has dominated this series with the Magic, claiming each of the last 9 decisions, including 4 straight into the Amway Center tonight. I say that has to end. It has to stop. You have to find a way to stop Doc Rivers and this Clippers team. Okay, the much-anticipated Orlando Magic jersey by Nike is now available in the team shop at Amway Center. Celebrate the 30th anniversary of your favorite team in throwback threads. Only available this season. Stop by the team shop at Amway Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or visit the Orlando Magic shop to get your exclusive classic jersey today. Okay, it's everyone's favorite segment here in Central Florida. Cody, hit it.
What's trending now?
Just watch more film, just focus on it more, get more shots, come back at night, whatever. Just do more. I mean, we're 2-5 and we're missing shots, so you know, it doesn't matter if we play good or not. You know, we should be frustrated and we should be, yeah, hungry.
What I want the players to understand is this: 82 games is a long time, okay? Did we want to be 2-5? No. Have we played a lot of good basketball? Absolutely, okay? We've played the fourth most difficult schedule, all right? If you look at the advanced analytics of our quality of play, we actually, by quality of shots that we've given up and made, we should be 4-2-1, okay? And the biggest thing is this. This whole league is about playing in playoff games. We're 2-5, and we're 1 game out of 8, and we're 2 games out of 5th. We've played 7 games. So it's all about making progress and all about getting better. And as a group yesterday, we had a really, really good practice, and when we put good practices together, that's when we'll play a full 48 minutes, and that's when we'll win.
So last night, on the most spookiest of days, the month of October came to a close. And with that, the initial month of the NBA season came to a close. And no, it is not a full run of 30 days in regular season action with the NBA, but it is a little bit of a sample size that we have going into month number 2. Look, today starts a new run. For the Magic, they will play, I believe it's 8 games over the course of the next 12 nights. They're in a run of 3 games over the course of the next 4. And so what I'm saying there is, over the next 12 days, you're going to have more of a sample size for what this Orlando Magic team is than you got the entire month of October. There's an old saying in basketball that when you hit shots, you look really good. When you don't hit shots, you look really bad. And I thought Evan Fournier hit on that in that little bit of a tease. That was something that Cody Clark put together. He does a fantastic job of those. There's no way to put it. Through the first 7 games, offensively, this Magic team has really struggled. And the numbers back that up. But the sample size is 7 games. I wouldn't even say a sample size of 7 games is good enough to determine if I'm good at basketball or not. And we all know that I'm not. But what it does give you is it gives you some kind of a basis for where this team needs to improve. Look, points per game, they're 30th. They're 30th in offensive efficiency, and they're 28th in three-point shooting percentage. That's not good. There's no way to slice or dice that. There's no way to put lipstick on that. This Magic team is better than that, and offensively, their numbers will improve. They will get better. You heard Evan Fournier right there in that open, and Evan spoke at length about why this team has struggled a little bit to make shots. Cody, clip number one.
I mean, you can't really think about it. Like you know, you shouldn't focus on that because, you know, what matters is getting open shots. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what matters. The shots are going to fall at some point, eventually, maybe, who knows. But, you know, the most important thing is playing good basketball.
Look, basketball players are confident, they have swagger, they have personality, and that's why they're at the game's highest level. Evan Fournier has all of that. And you look at Evan's number this year, 15 points per game, 27% from three, 37% from the floor. Evan Fournier, his career numbers are 17.5 points per game, 45 from the floor, 40% from three. Evan has a long enough track record in the NBA that you don't press the panic button at any point. And a long enough track record means that he's been in the league at least 6 years. And his sample size over the course of the last two indicate that this is not the average Evan Fournier. This isn't even the mean Evan Fournier. What I'm saying is that more times than not, a sample size will dictate what a player ultimately is and what a team ultimately is. And when you pick and choose parts of seasons, it's not fair to the whole. So for the Magic, 7 games into the season, it's not time to hit the panic button. It's not even time to digest things that have gone wrong in these first 7 games. There's been a lot of good. There's been segments where they've looked really good. Most notably, that 2-game trip through Philly and Boston. You don't play head-to-head with those teams without being a good NBA basketball team. And sometimes teams go through lulls. Okay, head coach Steve Clifford earlier today in his pregame shoot-around had some interesting things to say, most notably when talking about the offense.
Everybody can look at this all the way you want. What I want the players to understand is this. 82 games is a long time, okay? Did we want to be 2-5? No. Have we played a lot of good basketball? Absolutely.
Absolutely. This Magic team has played good basketball. Now, it hasn't always indicated in wins, but he's not lying when he mentions that they've played the fourth toughest schedule. I broke it down today. You played Boston, who was the second seed in the Eastern Conference last year, who topped probably the best team in the Eastern Conference right now in the Bucks the other day. You beat them 93-90 on their home floor. That is not a lie. That does not go away. That is fact. You played Philly to a one-point game. You led within the last minute and a half in that basketball game when Terrence Ross hit a three. They were the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference last year. You played a really good Trailblazers team who finished 3rd in the tough Western Conference last year. You played a Miami team that was 6th in the Eastern Conference on opening night. And you played Milwaukee, who last year was the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference. And I would be shocked, just shocked, if they finished below the 3rd seed in the Eastern Conference this year. And then your other 2 games that you played, the other 2 of the 7 that you've played total, Sacramento and Charlotte. And if you were to stop the NBA season today, both of which would be in the playoffs. Sacramento in the Western Conference, Charlotte in the Eastern Conference. So that is not a lie when you said that this schedule to start the year was incredibly tough. It is, in fact, fact. Now, would you have liked to see better play in some of those games? Absolutely. But you can't discount all the good that you've seen just because you've seen some bad. NBA seasons are roller coasters. There's highs and lows. There's ups and downs. And to pick and choose certain parts of it is not fair to the entire whole. And ultimately, the goal is over the course of an 82-game season is that you have more wins than losses, right? And head coach Steve Clifford mentioned that what is the ultimate goal of any NBA season?
And the biggest thing is this. This whole league is about playing in playoff games. We're 2-5 and we're 1 game out of 8th and we're 2 games out of 5th. We've played 7 games. So it's all about making progress and all about getting better. And as a group yesterday, we had a really, really good practice. And when we put good practices together, that's when we'll play a full 48 minutes and that's when we'll win.
One thing I love about head coach Steve Clifford is that when he speaks to something, he knows exactly where he wants to take that conversation and what he wants to say. And during his shoot-around today, he said, if you looked at the advanced analytics of quality of play, of quality of shots of where this Magic team is, based on where the numbers indicate this team should be 4-2-1, That means that they should have a winning record. And it means that based on the shots that they've taken and the personnel that they have on this roster, that more times than not, those shots are probably going to fall. And that goes for Evan Fournier, who has had a rough start to the gate. And it goes for other players like Aaron Gordon. It goes for the brilliance that we've seen in Nick Vucevic. Based off what I'm trying to say is that eventually things are going to turn for this Orlando Magic team. The offensive numbers that you've seen from this team through the first seven games probably won't carry throughout the next 15. Probably won't even carry throughout the next 10. There's too much of a sample size for the players on this roster. There's too much of an indication of where this offense should be for what they are right now. And that is what is encouraging about the start this Orlando Magic team has. Okay, coming up here in the second segment, we'll be joined by the one and only Richie Adubato. We'll talk to him about an old friend who is coming back to town tonight, Tobias Harris. Rides in with this Clippers team that comes in at 4-4. The number is 407-447-2145. The text line is 50857. Would love to hear from you guys. Would love to hear your thoughts on what I just said. Just a reminder, Magic fans, don't miss out on Classic Nights during the 30th anniversary season presented by Florida Hospital. Each Classic Night is featuring unique entertainment, music videos, and more that will instantly immerse you in Magic history. The team shoots up in their Classic Edition uniforms. Get your tickets to Classic Nights now at OrlandoMagic.com. Richie Adubato is right around the bend, everybody.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
They have size. They have a veteran team. And they've played, you know, really well, both ends of the floor.
The one thing you didn't hear head coach Steve Clifford talk about right there is how good of a bench and second unit that this Clippers team has. How about this? Their second unit scoring is 57 points per game. The next closest team in the NBA is 9 points less than that. It is absurd. You know, they say if you want to build a good baseball team, you build a great bullpen. If you want to build a good basketball team, you build a really good bench. And the Clippers are trying to do that right now. They'll take their 4-4 record going against the 2-5 Orlando Magic. It is a 7 o'clock tip time down at the AC. We are about 16 minutes away from Magic tonight with Brandon Kravitz. That is coming up here in a matter of moments. But I want to go to the Amway Center where my good buddy, my good friend, and perhaps the most knowledgeable person in the building tonight awaits. His name is the one and only Richie Adubato. It is time for Fireside Chats with Richie Adubato. Richie, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing fine.
You're doing fine?
Fireside Chats.
Yeah, do you like that?
I like that.
Do you appreciate
yeah.
that? You know, I'm just yeah. trying to find new things to appease you. That's what this whole segment is about.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Richie, I was thinking about something, and I started looking up the numbers. You coached in the NBA for a long time, but Doc Rivers has also coached in the NBA for a long time. 850 wins by the former Magic coach. When you think about that, one, how hard is it to get a single win in the NBA? A lot of coaches maybe get one or five on their interim basis, but to do it for 20 years like Doc has, what does that say about his ability as a coach and also about the longevity of a coach in the NBA?
Well, I mean, Doc has always been a player's coach. I mean, he was a very good player himself. He also, you know, was a point guard, which means for the most part, they have great knowledge of the game because they have to run the teams and run the offenses and so forth. So they usually are really good IQ basketball thinkers. So that was part of it. So, you know, he gets respect there. And, you know, he's just worked very hard. And I will say this, when he was with Boston and he had Pierce and they made a nice little trade, okay, and they got Allen and KG. They now, that was almost the first time that three stars went all together, okay? And I'm not taking anything away from the situation because you've got to manage them and you've got to put them in offense and defense. But that team with those three stars was able to win a lot of games, and I think a championship or two.
Yeah, well, just one in 2008 that they got. But that also speaks to an ability as a coach, right? Your ability to relate to younger players and also veterans. How hard is that, you know, for someone who's 57 years old, like Doc Rivers is, to be able to still relate to a guy like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is 19 years old on this NBA team.
Well, I mean, that's what everybody's going through, as we know, especially the Orlando Magic here. But, you know, it's still the game of basketball. You still have your own philosophy. You have your own drills. You have your own beliefs. And so they will fit into your system. And most of the time when you do recruit guys, they will recruit attitude and guys that have great desire to be good. So it kind of fits into place. And then if you have leadership on your team, then that helps. And I always was a believer, instead of having co-captains, I always had tri-captains. And I'll tell you why. Because most of your teams are going to have groupings, guys that hang together, stay together on the court and off the court. And this way, you could pick a guy from each one of those groups. So when you sat down with them to discuss what's going on with the team, whatever it may be, you're going to get the idea of what everybody's thinking by having three instead of two.
That's very interesting. I never thought of it that way, because I initially thought that when you're picking your captains, you know, you're probably picking your three most established guys. But that's interesting that part of it goes into it, that there are cliques within any kind of roster.
Oh, within everyone, I can break every team I had down, and there are guys that hang together and a whole bit. But basically, I used to cheat a little bit, okay? I'll have to squeal
just
at myself.
Just a little bit.
The team voted for the first two, and I picked the third.
Okay.
So once they voted for the two favorite guys, then I would pick the guy that I think represented the rest of the group, okay, and would be an independent thinker, and we'd get the whole locker room involved in what we think we should do in order to make this team more successful.
Well, it's kind of funny that this conversation went to leadership, because the one guy I think of on this Clippers team right now, he's on his fourth team in 8 years, Richie, and it's kind of hard to believe. We saw him for four really good years here in Central Florida, and we got to know him. Tobias Harris, 21.5 points, 8.5 rebounds, 51% from the floor. He's having his best start to any season. Let's talk about the player that Tobias has become, and just kind of your overall assessment of what you've seen from Tobias and how he has grown as an NBA player.
Well, first of all, you know, when he came here, he had a great attitude. I know his father, okay? I talked to him about the adjustment with the pros when he was coming in and got to know him. He has a great attitude and a work ethic that's unbelievable. He was a medium-range jump shooter, okay? And now when I look at the stats, I see he's got a lot of range right now, which makes him even more difficult to play, because then you got to play up on him. And he was always a good driver. He'd attack the rim, try to get to the basket, or he could pull up and shoot the jumper. So now he has all three. And when you're trying to guard guys that have all three, naturally, it's very a lot more difficult than when they're limiting themselves to just one or two great shot makers. And as a result, you know, you can play him a little easier. But he always believed in himself, and even from the first year that he was here, he liked the big shot. And as we all know, it's hard to find guys that like the big shot, want the big shot, and make the big shot at the end of the game. So I always thought that the one thing about him from the beginning was like Jameer Nelson. You remember Jameer Nelson?
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Jameer was Mr. Late Game, take the big shot. And there's a lot of guys that score points during the games, but there are some guys you got to look for who are going to be clutch players and are going to win the game for you. And he was one of them.
Richie, it's kind of crazy you mentioned that, because I can think of at least three off the top of my head that he hit for this Orlando Magic team. And, you know, there's two guys on this roster now that have taken big-time shots and hit them in the final moments of the game, Nick Vucevic and Evan Fournier. But how hard is it to find guys that are willing to take the last shot of a game? Because not everybody wants to have that pressure, do they?
No, not at all. And sometimes you have big-time scorers who will get you 35 in three quarters, and really they're not the guy you go to at the end, because you can't accept that pressure. If you can believe that or not, I had a couple, I won't name them, but they're going to put 30 on the board for you, you know, almost every night. But at the end, you're going to look for the other guys that maybe only score 15 or 17, but enjoy the pressure and want the pressure.
Absolutely. I'm not going to ask you to name those guys either,
because
I'm not going to put you in that kind of a position. But, you know, Richie, one thing I think about is, you know, Tobias Harris might be a perfect case study of this. You know, some guys are coming into the league at 18 or 19 years old, and then by the times that front offices are forced to make decisions on them, they're not at the peak level of where their NBA career is going to take them. You know, they might still be 2 or 3 years away. Is that what makes it hard as a coach in a front office when players are coming into the league now at such a young age to fully evaluate them by the time that you really have to make a contractual decision on them? Is that something that's hard to do?
Very hard to do, and we've had a lot of examples because in the last 3 or 4 years, we have gotten very, very young players to come into this league. Now, what you have to remember is if they're 18 or 19, they may have played 1 year of Pro Bowl, or maybe they played overseas one year. The level of competition here, remember, when you're playing in college, if you're the star and you look down on the other team, there's a star there too. So you go, well, it's me against him. Right now, everybody, for the most part, that you face has had experience, and the reason they're up here is because they were stars when they were in college. That's why they're here, or stars in the European leagues. So you have a big jump when it comes to playing against these guys and finding out how difficult they are, how strong they are, how athletic they are. And after you play against them, of course, you gain a little more confidence because you understand how to play against them and what to do. Now, we've been, and right now, we have a lot of young guys. We have a new coach. We have a new coach, new system. I mean, it's just very, very difficult. And, you know, Mario, okay, who knows with Mario? I loved him. I've been waiting for him, but he may do it, but what are you going to do?
Absolutely. Hey, Richie, I could talk to you all day, but Cody's in my ear telling me I got to get out of here.
Yeah, I heard him.
Well, thank you so much, Richie. That was Richie Adubato. You can catch him coming up here in about 7 minutes on Magic Tonight with Brandon Kravitz. That does it for us here on Magic Draft Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante is back in his chair on Monday. See you later, everybody.